middle for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
Welcome to episode 22 of the WZBC Sports Podcast. I am Kyle Maslin, and I'm joined by my friend and future WZBC board member, Sam Parsons. And we have a special guest to interview tonight, soon to be graduating defensive tackle number 97, Truman Goodapple. Goodapple is from Harrison, Ohio, and has started games the majority of his sophomore season, in addition to every game for his junior and senior seasons here at the Heights. This past season, Truman was voted captain of the team by his fellow teammates, and won the Rush Joyner Award given to the team's most outstanding defensive lineman. Truman, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here with you.
So let's start off. Being named team captain is one of the biggest honors in any team, any sport. What did being captain for the football team this past year mean to you?
You know, it was unbelievable for the guys to vote for me, you know, because it was a team vote, and there's four of us, two on defense, two on offense, and for the guys to look up to you and, you know, you want to be a leader on the team, and you want them to emulate your actions. So, you know, that's kind of how I always went through, freshman, sophomore, junior year. And, you know, for the guys to vote for me to be captain was a great honor. So,
like, sort of on the note of leadership, the way I saw it, like, the defensive line was kind of, like, one of the biggest strengths of the team last year. What was it like to be a part of that unit and sort of set the standard for the rest of the team in terms of excellence?
You know, I had a D-line coach for 3 years, Coach Albert, and he had a saying, it was the speed of the leader determines the rate of the pack, you know, and that was always his motto when it came to playing D-line. You know, D-line makes big plays, it gets everybody fired up, and the whole team gets playing, whether you're on defense or offense. You know, so that's kind of how, you know, how we always thought to play. You know, we had the Rushman motto, you know, always trying to get after the quarterback, always be disruptive. And, you know, we always kind of put the onus on us to make the big plays, get the team fired up, and be disruptive. Because on the D-line, you're the closest to the ball, right? You have the, you know, the biggest opportunity to make plays. So that's how we always thought about the games.
You heard one of your great coaches. This past year, we had a switch in defensive coordinators as Don Brown got hired away to Michigan and was replaced by Jim Reed. How did you, as a captain and a leader, help the transition go smoothly from the great Brown to Jim Reed, which had a great defense under him as well?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Reed's an unbelievable guy. Like, he loves all of his guys. You know, it was like his first thing coming to the office was get to know everybody. You know, and he's had a lot of years coaching, so he's had a lot of experience coaching defense. And, you know, him and Coach Pasqualoni, you know, really got to know everybody. And, you know, we really didn't want to change the defense because we were so successful my junior year. You know, and they didn't want to change the defense either because, you know, we knew the structure. And so for him to come in and just not try to change the whole playbook, you know, keep it simple, keep it the same, that attacking defense that we had for 3 years that was successful for us. And I think that really helped us, you know, keep up that level of play. So.
Let's talk about the quick lane bowl for a second. 36-30 win over Maryland. You got to be happy with that. What's it like just ending your career with winning the first bowl game for this program in the last 9 years?
I mean, it was unbelievable, especially for us seniors, you know, coming in with a coaching change. We were kind of, you know, we thought of ourselves as kind of the guys that nobody wanted, you know. We weren't really highly recruited, you know. And it was kind of always our goal to leave the program better than we came in for it. And to go out winning a bowl game, you know, winning, you know, 7-6 record. I think it shows the young guys, you know, what you got to put in to, you know, to win and to win a bowl game, which was our first win. And hopefully, you know, those young guys as freshmen understand, like, well, the work they got to put in to do that again next year.
And turning to the bowl game again, the entire defensive line won the game MVP, which usually was given to one guy. How did you guys split up that award? You had a lot of us have a lot of guys trying to say, I want to have the gold in my showcase.
We had a lot of production that game, you know. I mean, we had unbelievable players all over the place. You know, Harold was obviously just a playmaker. You know, Cavalick had a touchdown and, you know, strip sack. And, you know, the inside guys, Ray Smith had his first career sack the beginning of the game. we were just out there having fun. It was an unbelievable game. Probably one of the most fun football games I've ever played in my career. So it was a great way to go out for sure.
What was going through your mind during that big fumble recovery that you had in the second quarter? That was a fun play. Like, bounced around your hands. I was just wondering what was going through your mind.
Playing D-line, you really don't get to touch the ball much. And you get that opportunity. It's kind of surreal. And, you know, I wanted to take it to the house. And there was a little running back coming towards me. And I tried to jump over him. And, man, it looks bad on film. And I just didn't get very high off the ground. But, I think we ended up scoring a touchdown on the drive. So it was a good, you know. It was really exciting to be able to just put my hands on the ball. You know, you play the game your whole life. You never get to touch the ball much. So being able to do that was a great experience for sure.
I remember watching that live and thinking, can we get one of those big man touchdowns on B.J. Raji
in
Chicago? So now just looking over all your time here at B.C., what was your favorite memory as a player over your 4 years here?
It's just the friendships that were grown with all, you know, the guys I played with, you know, just Connor Wojak and Brian Mahalik, who's now with the Steelers, you know, just guys throughout my year that really helped me. It was just, you know, it's been a journey for sure, you know. It's taught me a lot about life, you know. We came in and, you know, we were a ragtag group, you know, a ragtag team, you know, and we somehow got together and had a common purpose, and, you know, we went to a bowl game, and, you know, sophomore season, we did the same thing. We were young junior year, but, you know, back here senior year, we're really setting the program off in the right direction. Hopefully they keep building on it. So.
Kind of hinted at it before we started recording, but, like, tough question or kind of easy question, I guess, for you. Who's the toughest player you ever played against in your career?
Yeah, definitely either Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson. You know, both those guys are incredible leaders on their teams, and, just their intensity and their knowledge of the game was just unbelievable. You could just sense it on the field, and just the leadership roles they had. It's something that you can feel on the field, and it makes you play better when you're playing against guys like that, because you can just sense their intensity. But being able to play against guys like that, and, you know, Jameis, I mean, it was an unbelievable honor playing against, you know, you watch the NFL on Sundays, and you're like, yeah, I played against these guys, but...
Almost beat Jameis at his place.
Almost beat him, yeah. I think it was 2017. They got us on a field goal at the last second. But, that's good.
So, talking about tough parts, what's the hardest about being an athlete in the ACC, which is, when you look overall, probably the most competitive and toughest conference from top to bottom in the country?
Well, another thing about the ACC is the academics is, you know, it's a pretty serious part in, like, most of the schools in the ACC, especially here. Being able to juggle both the Division I football, you know, things that you need to do, and then your classwork is, you know, it's really hard, and it's difficult to be a regular college student when you have that workload. You know, that you got 5 hours of football in the morning, you got your three classes till dinner, and you got your study room, your study tables, and your tutors, and your homework, and then you wake up the next morning, you do it all over again. So, it's tough, you know, but it really teaches you how to be a man, how to do multiple things at once, multitask, time management skills. So, you know, it takes a lot of work, but it gets easier as you go. I remember freshman year, it was really difficult, you know, big change coming from the Midwest to the Northeast, you know, culture shock. But I was able to, you know, get through it, and it really got easier. And, you know, you got great friendships in the locker room, you know, great people all over this campus that all they want to do is help you. So those are some of the things that, you know, really help you get through it.
But yeah, like, being a student athlete in an ACC school, especially like Boston College with such tremendous academics, it's got to be tough. So, like, 10 years from now, looking back, what do you think you're going to be the most proud of from your time in college? Like, whether it be, like, about the sports or, like, classes or just whatever.
I would say it's, you know, it's a cumulative thing. It's, you know, it's being able to get, I got good grades. You know, my mom always stressed getting good grades before sports. And then being able to be on a team, a Division I football team, have success, and build friendships that'll last forever. You know, I got my roommates. I've been rooming with them for 3 years now. You know, those friendships will never go away. So, I think it's those types of friendships and memories that we built. You know, beating USC my sophomore year on our field, having everybody storm the field. You know, winning, beating Maryland in a bowl game for the first time in 9 years. You know, it's memories like that that you'll look back on, and, you know, you'll be able to smile and be like, I was proud to, you know, go to BC and do all that. So,
talking about how your mom focused on grades, Luke Kuechly, when he came here for the his jersey retirement in his press conference. He's like, I came back after I was in the NFL to graduate because mom said I should.
Yeah.
So what was it like having guys like Matt Ryan, Luke Kuechly, and other great NFL now stars, both past and present, kind of be around the program, like including Doug Flutie, if you're going to the days of the past?
Yeah. So this year they retired Matt Ryan's jersey. Syracuse weekend. He came up to Mass and he sat with us for our team Mass part of the game, and you know, spoke to him. I mean, he's a great guy, and it's very evident that he loves BC and he wants us to be successful. Kuechly is back for a game, and you know, just talking to these guys, like, it's so obvious that they love BC and they want us to be successful. And so seeing those guys be successful in their own, you know, endeavors is something that really motivates you, you know, and they want us to do well. So yeah.
On the note, sort of on the note of teammates, who's your favorite teammate that you've had over the years?
Favorite teammate, I would probably say Kevin Cavalik. You know, he was my DN. We came in together. One of the best guys. You know, he's smart, he's sharp, he's a hard. I mean, one of the hardest workers on the team. And you know, right now he's training for the NFL. And I really think, you know, he's one of the most consistent D linemen I've ever been around in terms of like just getting his job done on the field. And you know, I really think he could have a shot playing in the league because he's just such a consistent guy. And he's a great dude, for sure.
And you mentioned Cavalik going to the league. There are a couple of guys from this team who got invited to the combine and are looking to go to the league. The combine guys are safety John Johnson and then the linebacker Matt Milano. And Patrick Toles, we were talking about earlier, trying to make it as a tight end. And Cavalik, as you mentioned. So what do you think – how do you think each of you guys' game is going to translate to the next level? And we saw Justin Simmons last year, third-round pick, making great plays for the Broncos.
I would say the key is both those – you know, Milano and John are both very versatile. You know, John could play, you know, in his career here, he's played corner and he's played safety. So it's, and he's, you know, they both played a lot of special teams. So it's skills like that that NFL, you know, scouts look for, but guys that can play multiple positions. Because, you know, in the NFL, you got like 45 guys dressed for the game, so you got to have guys that can play both, you know, both positions. And John and Milano, incredible, just workers. They just work all the time, always in the film room. Love those, and they're just good people, you know, they're great people. Our guys in our class, we've always had a pretty strong bond coming in together. No doubt in my mind the guys will be successful. So,
from your standpoint, just sort of a football question, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for next year's team?
I think it'll be the young guys maturing. You know, I know we say it often, but young guys got to step up and play. You know, specifically on like the D-line. There was times this year I was out there with three sophomore D-linemen, you know, and I mean, those guys are incredible players as sophomores, so I'm really excited to see how they mature, see if they watch them take the next step as juniors, be team leaders, you know, lead the D-line and make big plays. You know, guys like Ray Smith, Zach Allen, Wyatt Ray, you know, and Harold. I mean, Noah Merritt, Kevin Gohee, those guys are hard workers, and I know they're going to step up and carry the Rushman name on.
And talking about this program going forward, big change recently as BC hired ex-Ohio State Deputy Athletic Director Martin Yarmond to be the new athletic director at the Heights, coming from a blue blood football program. He worked at Ohio State and before at Michigan State. What do you think his effect as a breath of fresh air into this program will have on football and maybe even other sports?
I think it's it'll be good for all the programs. You know, I think it's a breath of fresh air, like you said. I think it's big that we get the fundraising back. We got to get money flowing back into these teams, and we got to. I think we just, you know, I think it'll be a good change. So we'll see how it goes.
What are your plans after you graduate?
I actually just accepted a job offer last week for a job either in Dallas or Chicago. I'm actually learning that tomorrow for a consulting position in a company called Fortitude Systems. So pretty excited about that. We start in like 2 weeks after graduation. So, see if this BC degree can pay. So we'll see.
Talk about post-grad. I know a lot of people were talking about you potentially going to the league. Yeah. So as you go into consulting after graduation, what kind of led to your decision to go into the business world, and people call it the real world, versus trying to take your talents and try to make it to the league?
You know, I played football for 10 years, and it was incredibly rewarding. But, you know, senior year, I kind of thought about it. I was like, you know what, I think it's time to move on and move on to bigger and better things. Things that I've learned in football, though, and you know, I'll never forget, you know, the friendships I made and everything. You know, some of the coaches were really surprised to see me, you know, make this decision. Even my parents are kind of like, what? But they understood where I was coming from, and it was something that I thought was in my best interest. And, you know, having this, you know, this degree from Boston College that I'll be getting on May 22nd, it's something that is really strong, and, you know, it's gonna change my life, you know. So put it to work. We'll see what this education is all about. So
I figure we'll end this up with a little bit of rapid-fire questions.
Right.
First thing comes to mind. So begin. Who is your idol growing up?
My idol growing up? My father.
Favorite NFL player?
Favorite NFL player? Justin Smith. He's played D-line for the 49ers. Yeah.
Favorite class you've taken here at BC?
Monetary theory and policy with Professor Kazemi.
Best Adazio line?
Be a dude.
Brady or Manning?
Who do I like or who's better?
Who's better?
He's better about Brady.
And here's a BC favorite. Mary Ann's or City Side?
Mary Ann's, man. Gotta do Mary Ann's.
I love it. All right. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I'd like to thank Truman for taking the time out of his busy day and his winding down time here at the Heights in BC. I'd like to thank Sam for joining me for this interview. And I'd like to wish Truman the best of luck in going forward in his life and into consulting. And I hope to keep this friendship going forward as we still have the end of a class left ahead of us. I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to episode 22 of the WZBC Sports Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes at WZBC Sports. We are at WZBCSports.com. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we are at WZBC Sports. So follow us, check out our website, and we'll try to keep more content coming out. Have a great night, Sam. Have a great night, Truman. And go Eagles.
Make a nice little pass over to Stanford. Stanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck the shot. Oh! Tuck scores. Eagles win. The Eagles have won the 2016 CPOT Championship.
Catch all the excitement of Boston College Athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com. And get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.